Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Is it difficult to play a character that's just so torn in different directions?
Diana's very demanding, and it is it's a big challenge, but that's one of the things I like about her.
And I mean, for you to play a character like this, I mean, are you just when do you kind of go in a different mind frame and set yourself up to prepare for what you will play that evening?
It's really I do spend most of my day either recovering from her story or preparing to do it, focusing on doing the next one. So it takes a lot of focus, and a mental edge is key as well. Physically, I go through a lot in the show, so I have to recover from that the next day. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I would say that most of my day is spent that way. So I, it's a 24-hour day job.
It really is. And I mean, the story is so powerful for the audience as well watching. Why do you think the story touches so many people like that?
The show does have an impact on the audience that's, it's consistent. No matter what the audience is, there's an impact that's made. The show cracks the heart of the audience, the collective heart of the audience. There's a cathartic experience that everybody shares together. And from that, I guess then healing is possible in a new way. And I think that the impact that the show has on the audience, it has to do with the audience seeing themselves on stage in these characters, and they've never seen anything like this. They have never seen a musical like this, and if they suffer from some kind of struggle like the Goodman struggle with, then they see themselves in a musical, and that's the first time that's ever happened for the audience, and they want to come back and see it again.
Mm-hmm. It definitely touches a lot of people and resonates, because I'm sure a lot of people in the audience have dealt with the issue of mental illness. So it really does resonate with people. Now, for you, winning a Tony Award for this role, I mean, what was that feeling like when you won?
Well, I like to say that there was a big part of me that was thinking, well, yeah. Just because I've worked for so many years toward this moment of getting, of actually receiving an award for my work, and but then there was a larger percentage of me that was and still is flabbergasted by the notion that dreams come true.
That's amazing, though.
You know, that you're actually pulling it off. Mm-hmm. And to me, that was something that really gave me a new lease on life. That idea.
And you're pulling it off, and you're pulling it off every night while you're here. What's it like to work with your cast on stage? People who play your daughter, your son, the father. What's it like for you with everyone on stage connecting in that way?
Well, I mean, what we do is a business, so it's very businesslike.
It is.
And at least that's the way I treat it, because I need to have a consistent pattern to what I'm doing in order to do what I'm doing, because it feels like some kind of circus act in a way. And as long as I know what my marks are and I hit them, then everything else in between will also be there.
And when you prepared for the role of Diana, did you base Diana on anyone, or was this just how you pictured it in your mind?
Well, the way that I approach a character is to start with the material, and I would never think to imitate somebody or even necessarily draw on the experience of somebody else. What I do is I begin to see the world like the character does. Mm-hmm. And lots of people like to label Diana, but I don't believe in those labels. I think that Diana doesn't really see herself that way, so it's important for me to see her the way she does.
And when you play Diana and you get that audience reaction towards what you're doing and how you're playing the role, I mean, what's that feeling like when you're getting that immediate response?
Well, that's why I'm an actor, because I love the response from the audience. And the audience responds, like I said, it's a uniform, it's unified, and it's a real consistent response that I get from the audience during Next to Normal. It's a roller coaster of emotion watching the show.
And will you be sad to say goodbye to Next to Normal and the character?
I can't imagine being sad ever to say goodbye to a creative project. You just feel grateful. You feel grateful for having had the opportunity, and excited about what the future might bring, because as an actor, you never know what you're going to do next. So I feel proud of what we have all accomplished together, and I feel happy about having done my best.
Fantastic. And what will be next for you?
I'm working on a movie that starts rehearsal the day after I get back to New York.
Well, that's different. Is that very different for you to go from the stage to film?
Yeah, I'm new in film, and I'm really excited about learning how to do it. I'm hoping to do a bunch of them in a row or something like that.
Great. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. And Toronto audiences, they've really received this show really well, and especially your performance. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. And you know what? I'm enjoying Toronto very much. It's a really unique town.
Oh, great. Are you finding it relaxing or fast-paced?
Yeah. No, it's got a comfortable pace. And I'm surprised at how friendly people are for a big city. It kind of threw me off a little bit how many people make eye contact and how friendly people are, because I'm from New York. But I got into the swing of it pretty quickly, because I was actually raised in Ohio. I live in New York City. I was turned into a New Yorker, but I was raised, you know, on a farm. So that openness is definitely in me. And I feel like Toronto is a friendly town.
Fantastic. Well, I'm glad you feel that way. It is. And I have to say, when I go to New York, I feel like it's pretty friendly at times there, too.
I think that in New York, people are there when you need them.
Mm-hmm. No.
Definitely. And until that moment, you know, you might not be able to make eye contact with them. But that's okay, because you're too busy doing your own thing.